Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97, won a ticket. What a week. We got Michigan, Texas at noon on Saturday. Spartans in Maryland, 3:30 on Saturday. Lions open the season Sunday night. We got a hell of an NFL opener tomorrow night. We've got a Friday night NFL game. Friday night college football. Monday night pro football. Feels like we are officially here, right?
Doug, I think we're in the football season.
Yeah, I guess tonight, too, is like the last sunset at like 8 p.m. or something like that. It just keeps getting...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, earlier and earlier. So we're in football fall season here.
I got the windows open.
Did you?
It was in the 50s last night.
Crisp?
It was very crisp.
It feels to me like I'm probably going to have my first Oktoberfest. This weekend.
I almost had my first Oktoberfest over the weekend.
Yeah.
I chose to hang on to summer a little bit longer. I had something different. It was an Oberon Shandy. So Bell's apparently makes an Oberon Shandy.
An Oberon Shandy.
Yeah, it was delicious. It almost had like a, I don't know if it was
pineapple juice. No, I've seen those. Now that you mention, I saw that like the coming a 12 pack and there's 3 different flavors.
I don't know. I was out at a restaurant and a brewery place and they had it on draft. I'm like, sure, I'll try it. I was like, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it was between that and the Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I don't know. Haven't had it.
I went to the cider mill on Saturday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What?
Early call.
Went to the Franklin cider mill. Yeah.
Yeah, it
brought some donuts and cider to my mom. And
were kids nice. There? Were kids at the cider mill?
Of course. Cider mill.
Were you okay?
I love seeing the kids at the cider mill. It's where they belong. Cider mill. Talking to their parents. Mm-hmm. I want this. I want the caramel apple. I want a hot dog.
Were there bees everywhere?
You know what? No, not this time. But give it another week. I'm sure there'll be plenty of bees.
Worst part of the cider mill.
But no, Franklin cider mill is great. We just like going there. They have the little stream there. And you see the paddles. And you can watch the whole process take place. It's great.
The forecast for this weekend is going to feel very fall. Saturday, there is a chance of rain, but the high is 60. Sunday, a high of 63.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's just, so people, is that supposed to be like warmer tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, tomorrow it's getting up to 85. Saturday, the high is 60.
Oof.
So bundle up for that Michigan game and tailgaters prior to the Lions. You want to bundle up for that as well. Because it ain't going to be warm.
Mm.
Yep. All right, so piggybacking on what Goff had to say about Ben Johnson, the morning show did ask Dan Campbell about the importance of bringing back the coordinators and the importance of continuity. And you heard Jared Goff's take on it. Here's what the head coach of the Lions told the morning show today.
Did
we
lose
a cut? We lost a cut there. All right.
Says he feels good, though.
Good.
Ken, you got a hunch about Ben Johnson, and it's more than a hunch. You used where did you see him?
Well, so I watched Inside the Den, the last episode the Lions, you know, have done, which is, they're all great, right?
Yep.
And you know, they basically, the last episode was the preseason leading up to week one, and they go through not just that, but the journey that this team, Jared Goff, has been through the last 3 years in a way. They had Goff in his car, I think, his SUV or something, or truck, and they gave him a laptop, and they showed him his first press conference when he got to Detroit. And, you know, just answering questions, what he expected, you know, all that stuff. And to look back at where they came from to now, you know, they had the music going, so it's kind of really cool emotionally, you know, just the lows. I mean, he got basically scapegoated in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he basically got sent here to, you know, be a bridge gap quarterback and then go away. But that's not how it turned out, right? I mean, the saying is they sent him to the pack and he came back leading the pack, right?
Yeah.
Now they're on the verge of possibly being, you know, they're one of the Super Bowl contenders. Legit Super Bowl contenders. And so they're showing all this footage, and then they show not just Goff, but they show Ben Johnson and how he talked about why he decided to come back and how it's kind of like unfinished business. They love Campbell, Aaron Glenn saying the same thing. They've all been through this together, this journey together, and they want to see it finish out in, you know, the most perfect way possible, which is the Super Bowl. And because we all thought, and most of us, I think Gator held more hope than us, that Ben Johnson was as good as gone last season. I mean, you have that type of year, you're young, you get head coaching money, it's different money than coordinator money. I thought it was a complete pipe dream to have him come back. But then when I hear Ben Johnson talk inside the den, I understood it. And then it gave me this, I had 0% chance he would come back, but I've moved off of that. And maybe just maybe, guys, that he is a lifetime coordinator here. I mean, listen.
He can be our Norm Chow.
Chow!
And I don't think it's likely. But there's a chance, because I think not only do the players play for Campbell, I think the coaches coach for Campbell too, and they love all three of these guys, the two coordinators, and you throw in Phipp if you want to as well. They love working with Campbell, and they all have the same vision, the same culture, and the same mindset. So I think there is that outside shot that, you know, you keep your coordinators longer than just this year.
And you brought up a great point off the air a couple of days ago when we were talking about this initially, and that is there's no salary cap for the coaching staff. You can pay them whatever you want to pay them. And I have to believe that the Detroit Lions are making a lot of money right now. You know, you print money in the NFL anyway. But when you're a winning team, you print additional money because of, well, I mean, honestly, because of local advertising and because of foam fingers and more jerseys and all the merchandising that goes on and more people. You got a packed house every week.
The excessive foam finger income.
Everything that goes into it. You're making a boatload of money. So if they have to, I imagine that they'd be more than happy to up his salary to keep him around, because this has been working. Knock on wood that it continues to work, and I hope that God that it continues to stay, because I think it's one of the most underrated things in football is continuity with the coaching staff.
Well, you guys heard Campbell just speak about it and how huge it is.
Yep.
And there's no cap in the coach with the coaches, so why couldn't you put in a stipulation in Ben Johnson's contract that says you will always be the highest paid offensive coordinator in the league? If someone else hits that mark, I mean, we might not be able to give you head coaching money, but we're going to be as close as we can.
So the thing about it is, when he made this decision, I made some calls, and one of the responses, somebody, and I I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this, I know Ben Johnson, but somebody who knows him better than me said he thought that Ben Johnson is so comfortable and happy in this job that it keeps him here. Like he's, and I know people like this who are like, hey, I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting well paid. And while everybody else seems to think you got to go make this jump, I'm why would I?
Right.
And, you know, that's the old, I'm making enough money. I'm going to get a raise out of this. Why would I leave? Why would I leave a job that I love for what would be, I mean, the one argument that always gets you is you go, well, here's why. Because if you work the next 15 years at doing this job, you will make the same money in 3 years, right, if you leave. And that's where I think you really get people. But look, we are fortunate. And if we can keep the two of them, if they are both wired that way, I don't know if AG is, but Ben Johnson has turned down jobs a little surprisingly 2 years ago and very surprisingly this year. So maybe Kang's hunch is right. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Additionally, have you seen the Mega Millions?
Did somebody win it last night? Oh.
No, they did not. So we're going to play another game of Would You Buy? It's been a while.
Well,
we'll get to that at 106 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.